Why becoming a mindful leader equals leading and living with excellence? Why is becoming a mindful leader so critically important to your ability to lead and live with excellence? Let's begin to answer that question by returning to the basics. What is a mindful leader? A mindful leader embodies leadership presence by cultivating focus, clarity, creativity, and compassion in the service of others. If we look more deeply into this definition, we will notice that these four innate abilities, focus, clarity, creativity, and compassion, are fundamentals of leadership excellence. And yet, even though these abilities are innate, we often fall short of our potential to embody leadership presence. Why? For most of us, we fall short because we live in a world that surrounds us with unlimited distractions. These distractions pull us away from the present moment and keep us from listening to our own wisdom. We find ourselves mindlessly rushing from one appointment to the next, reacting to situations rather than responding to them, and often feeling as though we have missed entire days, weeks, even months of our lives. Is it really September already? Wasn't it just May? We fall into bed each evening, exhausted from our busy lives and yet feeling as though we don't attend to what is really important, at work or at home. Whether you lead a global organization, a classroom, a firm, a clinic, a community group, a family, or yourself, training the mind through mindful leadership training will help you find the space to lead and live with excellence. Let's return to our definition. A mindful leader is someone who embodies leadership presence by cultivating focus, clarity, creativity, and compassion in the service of others. These innate capabilities of the mind, focus, clarity, creativity, and compassion, can be trained and strengthened. Just as there are innate capabilities of our body that we can train to become stronger, more flexible, and more resilient, we can train the innate capabilities of the mind through mindfulness meditation, purposeful pauses, copyright, and leadership reflections. When we do so, we begin to cultivate the ability to pay attention, to see when our own conditioning and filters may be clouding our ability to see what is actually here, to tap into the reservoir of creativity that often gets drowned out by our busyness, and to embody the compassion that helps us to fully open our mind and our heart. We discover, or rediscover, our principles and our values. And we move toward developing into more of who we really are. As a beginning, spend a few minutes each day this week exploring the question of excellence. What does it mean to you? Have you experienced leadership excellence? What made that leader someone who excelled? To help you with this introduction to leadership reflection, listen to my free reflection on leadership excellence from my book, Finding the Space to Lead, A Practical Guide to Mindful Leadership. This article was written by Institute Director Janice Martirano from Institute for Mindful Leadership, org.